targeted the Supreme Court compounds, which is one of the fundamental institutions of the government. It was definitely calculated to instill maximum terror and a threat to the current government. And there were several places where the bombs did explode. But I think this is still one of those last resort attempts by an otherwise defeated insurgent group, which will continue to resort to this means.
How many people have been killed? Because I've seen numbers between 17 and 30.
Well, certainly the initial count was 19, and the numbers are increasing. The kind of devastation that did take place in a very crowded place, and then a second explosion on the highway to the airport, should claim not only many dead, but several wounded. And some are already succumbing to those terrible wounds. And the number of casualties is bound to increase.
The African Union has 18,000 troops in Somalia. How is it that the African Union is unable to find out when attacks such as this are taking place?
There have been many intelligence reports, and they have successfully foiled and preempted many attacks before. It is, of course, not easy for a country which is 600,000 square kilometers and a country that has only 18,000 troops that have not only to take care of the major cities, but also to pursue the Al-Shabaab in the countryside. And this kind of warfare is not a conventional warfare. It is more of a police and intelligence collection which needs special training. And the African Union is undertaking that amidst tremendous demands on all fronts.
Even though Al-Shabaab was driven out of Mogadishu in 2011, they're still able to carry out attacks because they have integrated with people in the surrounding villages. Is that true?
Well, that is the challenge, because terrorism by definition is a secretive, more than even a guerrilla warfare. It is recruiting and living with the people, and certainly there are some elements. But so far, there are many unreported incidents where the general population has been very helpful in exposing elements among them. In fact, the degree of awareness and the contribution of the public to police work and the military operations has been increasing by the month. And this is one of those that evaded the attention of the population. But we are confident that, as the previous efforts, these similar attempts, although are likely to continue, but will diminish with increasing efficiency and the spreading of intelligence collection.
How are the Somali people feeling at this point?
Both the Somali people have gone through worse times. For the past 20 years, there was no hope of a conflict ending soon. Now that it has come, this, in fact, strengthens their resolve. In fact, the Al-Shabaab is so unpopular among the people in the countryside and in the city. And these are desperate acts of trying to send messages that they are still around. On the contrary, they are just actually increasing their own unpopularity and demonstrating that terrorism is something that has to be gotten rid of. And I think this resolve by the people is undiminished and will only continue